in this classroom, yeah. This classroom. Why don't you put it on the thing, okay? Let's go, guys. You ready? Yeah, yeah, we always have the beginning here. You ready? What time you got? Adam, I got your number too, Adam. Yeah. Okay, ready? Yes. Let's go, guys. We're up to number what? Number 22, shir number what? 6. Let's go. What's the reason? Bikur Yaakov says there's a reason to shake the lulav all 7 days at the Kosel Ma'aravim. Okay? There is a reason the Bikur Yaakov says that if even Bisman Hazeh, okay, there's an inyu to what shake the lulav all 7 days by the Kosel Ma'aravim. I want you to get why. Number one, it starts like this. There's a Machlokes Rashi in the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos. On the Ma'alef HaMa'alef, the Rambam writes that the definition of Mikdas is the whole city of Yerushalayim, meaning the whole Eir Atika. That's the definition of Mikdash. Rashi says, no, it means the Beis HaMikdash Mamish. You got to know that. It's Machlokes Rashi and Rambam. Jacob, let's go, okay? Jacob, let's go. Come on, strong. Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, okay? You got the questions? There's a Machlokes Rashi and Rambam. How did they define the word Mikdash? So I think it's a Mishnah Ma'alef HaMa'alef. Thank you for bringing the Gemara, Yehuda. Rambam says Mikdash means the whole old city, the whole Eir Atika. Rashi says no, Mikdash means Mikdash, Beis HaMikdash Mamish, not the whole old city. That's number one premise, okay? Number two, the Rambam writes, there are two times when the Jewish people as a whole came into Eretz Yisrael. One, Yoshua brought them in, that was called Kitcha Rishona. Number two is when Ezra brought them back from Bavel. Kitcha Rishona is not Kitcha Lasalava. Did not stick. It was divide and conquer. Once we were thrown out, it evaporated. Kitcha Shnia stuck. Kitcha Shnia is Kitcha Leolam Void. Kitcha Shnia is considered to be what? Kedushas Ezra sticks forever and ever. What's the difference between the two? So one shot is that the way the Rav said it is that Ezra took the Kedusha in Yerushalayim and expanded to all of Eretz Yisrael. So that was Kedusha Shechina. Kedusha Shechina is Anabatela. That's why Kitcha Shnia sticks forever and ever. It was like from the concentric circles, from the middle, expanded out. Whereas Yoshua was divide and conquer. Once we got kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, once we were exiled, like the Lushan, once we were exiled, the Kedusha evaporated. But by Ezra, he took the Kedusha that exists in Yerushalayim and expands ever. Because the Kedusha in Yerushalayim is never what? Betala. The Rambam writes the phrase, Shechina ain't a betala. You got to know that. Therefore, the Kedushas Ezra is of the genre of Kedushas Shechina. It lasted forever. And therefore, Halacha L'Maisa, if you go to the Makom HaMikdash nowadays, you're telling me, Mesir Chayav Karis. The Ravid argues there, and he says no. He says that if you go to the Makom HaMikdash, you're not Chayav Karis. Here, take you. You're not Chayav Karis. So it's a Makhlezer. I'm Ravid. We said, right. We said Prime Minister Sharon held like the Ravid. But the Makom Ram holds like the Rambam. We pass him like the Ram and the Dina. I, Howard Chayali Meir, will be up there because it's a Kaddish to Fashas. That's the only reason why they had to be up there. Magen Rambam says we hold like the Rambam. So put together those two Rambams. What was the first Rambam? That the definition of Yerushalayim is what? Definition of Mikdash is all the whole old city. Number one. Number two, the Shechina what? Is Eina B'Teila. Yes? Therefore, says the Aruch Lanier, how many days did they shake the Lulav Midiraisa in the Beis HaMikdash? All 7 days. So do that nowadays too as well. Do that nowadays as well, and you'll be Yotze.
Does Rebbe go to Arbais?
Okay, no, I do not, because the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says B'Shem in the name of the Rambam.
Which he does he could?
The Ravid. The Ravid says you could. It's not so poshut. The Ravid says no. I have Karis. The Shittu B'Gubetzis and the Miri and Shvuas Daf Tedvav says Zechi of Malkus. There's no Karis, but there's Malkus. Some say the Ravid men Heter Gomer, but it's a very bechidish to say. I'm not judging other people. I just you ask me what I do. Okay, that's what the Mishnah says. Mikdash. I was right. The Mishnah's on the Ma'alef from Ma'alef. You guys got to know that. You put together those two Rambams. That's why nowadays, when I was your guys' age and I was in Eretz Yisrael Sukkos, I would make sure I went to the. I try to go to the Old City every day to shake the Arba Minim, to fill a Kiyum D'Oraisa. Okay? You got that, Chlor? Please get that. That's the Chiddush. That's not just Stam duty. I want you to know, I'll be a Lamed and know why. You put together those two Rambams. Number one, that's the definition of Mikdash. The whole old city. Number two, Shechina ain't a betela. You see, the other reason why is that Yoshua never was Makdash in Pepeh. Ezra was. That's why the Kedusha of Yehoshua, the Rabban, says never stuck forever. Whereas Ezra's Kedusha stuck forever. He was Makdash in Pepeh. But the Rav said a different shot. What was the Rav shot? difference between Kibush and Chazaka. That's what we said. Divide and conquer was Yoshua. Whereas Chazaka means he took the Kedusha that always existed in Mikdash and Yerushalayim, he expanded it to all of Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rav said. The Ram said Chazaka as opposed to Kibush. Ram uses a strange phrase. He says Ezra was Chazaka, Yoshua was Kibush. What's the difference? That's what the Rav said Pshat. You got it? Please get those two Rambams, okay? Not just Stam. I want you to become Lamdonim. Stam, I'm a tzaddik, I shake the lulu. You know why? You'll be an Amaretz. You got to know why, Lamaisa. Amaretz means an unlearned man. You want to be a learned man, a Talmud Chacham. That's 22. Let's go. 23. Come on, Yehuda, let's go. What's the din legabi Yom Rishon? Yeshar Vacha, Lito Lula, be Kaisel, the Yom Rishon or not? Unbelievable. Yes, Adam.
Just according to that, then between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, they would say that there's no Shkina, because it was from you.
No. Once Beis HaMikdash was built, it stuck forever. Even though the Kedusha evaporated in the rest of Eretz Yisrael once we were exiled, but in Mikdash it stuck. Correct. In other words, we say Kitcha Rishona is Lav Kitcha Lasa Lava. But Yerushalayim Mikdash it stuck, the Rambam says. Kitcha Shnia is Kitcha Lasa Lava. Kitcha Rishona is Yoshua. Kitcha Shnia is who? Ezra. I want you to get the phraseology.
Ezra remains for all of Yerushalayim?
Ezra remains for all of Eretz Yisrael because the Kedusha from Eretz Yisrael came from the genre of Yerushalayim. He took from the center, circle, and went expanded all out. Whereas Yoshua was just divide and conquer. You know what I mean by that? As they usurped the land, they imbued Kedusha. But once they were exiled, it evaporated. You follow me?
Doesn't that mean that there's still Kedusha in all of Eretz Yisrael?
Yes, there is. Yes, that's what Ezra says. Yes, there is
so
Kedusha.
Why do you need to be shaking Daka in the old city?
It's not Mikdash, because you need Mikdash.
Is this
it's of the genre of Shechina. It's a good point you bring up, but it's not a shame Mikdash Mamish. It sticks because it's Shechina. It's a great horror you brought up. But it's not Mikdash Mamish. It's a good kasha you said.
Right,
there's Adam saying, why don't you call Eretz throw off Mikdash? That we don't assume. Not anything outside the old city is not Mikdash. But it sticks because it's Shechina. Okay? So get that, those two Rambams. Matthew, we just did the whole shtickle of my son. Okay? So you got to get this. Why does it need to shake the... You got it? We're on number 22. Yes, yes, Donnie.
Or
yes.
The bracha on the lulu.
The whole deal. The whole deal. Arba Minim, not the... No, the shaking. A bracha is always the rabbanim. The shaking is the rice.
I mean, you can daven shavuot outside your slam. You go there.
Yes. You go in the afternoon before shkia. Correct. I think I did that sometimes. You bring your Arba Minim as long as you shake in the mikdash. So that's the famous Bikuri Yaakov. But I want you to know why. Not just stam you're doing it. It's based on two Rambams. The Ram in the Perish Mishnah and Dafna Mouth, the definition of mikdash is the whole old city. Against Rashi and the Mishnah that says Mamisha means Mikdash, and number two, that Shechina is Ein HaBetel. You go over this whole thing, I want you to say it over the whole shtickle and ask you, or I'll say it over to you after Shir. Okay, I want you to make sure you get it. I'll say it over to him. What'd you say?
Can you fill Dereis after Shkia for the next day?
No. Shkia, it's got to be before Shkia. Anything that is Dereis, it's got to be before Shkia. When a woman checks herself, Hefsek Tower has got to be before what? Shkia, I told you guys that. No, no, Shkia is sunset. I'm talking about sunset. Nate's is sunrise.
You can't fulfill the Dereisa after Shkia for the next day.
No, correct. That's correct. From sunrise to sunset. Okay, that's 22, 23. What's the din of Yom Rishon? Is there any bonus, Harvacha, to shake the lulav at the kolsa on Yom Rishon? Please get this. I think we said this over that Rav Shechter told us that Rav Gorelick, that's out, was a great Rosh Yeshiva here. He was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav. They used to send 10 Bachar from the Mir in Europe to learn by the Brisker Rav. They would learn for 1 year and then he'd go back. So he was in the middle of a shidduch. He was dating a girl, and they let him stay for 2 years by the Brisker Rav, Rav Gorelick. And Rav Gorelick asked him this question. It's the rice all over the planet Earth to shake the lulav, Yom Rishon. But is there any bonus to go to the kolsa on the first day? You hear my shiloh? Mm-hmm. So he asked the Brisker Rav the shiloh. And the Brisker Rav said, I don't know. And it was a hypothetical question. Now thank God in 67, it's mamish us. It's ours. Since 67. It's unbelievable. And when they asked him the Shiloh in the 30s, the Brisker Rav, you know what I mean? They didn't think it was theoretical. So I want you to get this. Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perla claims a machloik Rishonim. Which Rishonim? So Rav Zhulti writes like this. Please get it. So machloikis the Balamor and Daf Mem Aleph in the beginning of Perak Lulav Arava. Perak Lulav Arava is what? Lulav Agazov Arava. And the Balamor writes, Reish Perak Lulav Arava, right? Which Perak is Lulav Arava? Right, I'm sorry, the fourth parak. Yeah, the fourth parak is Lulav Arava. The Baal Amor writes, please get this, the following Lashon. I'm quoting it to you. He says, Smachtum lefnei Hashem shivis yomim shu ad tashlum shivis yomim. What does that mean, says Rav Zolti? That it's all one mitzvah. Meaning, the mitzvah of shaking lulav yom rishon in gvulin, which means outside of mitzvah, is noeg b'mikdash ad tashlum shivis yomim. It's like it's all one mitzvah. Just there's an added 6 days in the Beis HaMikdash. But it's the same mitzvah all over the planet Earth. You could do it in Sydney, Australia. You could do it in the Makom HaMikdash. According to the Baal HaMor, it's all one mitzvah. There is no bonus. No bonus. That's what the Baal HaMor, he wants him to die from the Baal HaMor. However, says Rav Zolti, if you look in the Rambam, it's mashma not that way. The Rambam writes a Pirek Zayin Alocha Yigimel. Listen to this. Mitzvahs lulav linato b'yom rishon shochag bavar b'chol makom chosman v'chulei. Shenemar lakachtam lachem b'yom rishon u'bemikdash levado notlin lok b'chol yom v'yom meshivas yimeachak shem resmach m'flei Hashem v'gom rukulei. What is my stress? What's the diuk in the Rambam? That there are two separate mitzvahs. U'bemikdash, you do it every day. Mashma, there is a separate mitzvah, meaning there is a bonus to even shake the first day by the kotel. It's different than doing it in Sydney, Australia. And what's the nature of the mitzvah? Because shaking in the lulav every day in the mikdash is based on simcha. Smachtam lefnei Hashem shivas yomim. Whereas shaking the lulav all over the planet Earth on the first day is a separate mitzvah of netilah. Not necessarily what dependent upon the mitzvah of simcha. So please get that. This is the chiluk that Rav Zolti wants to say, and we've proved it that it's a machlokes when he's shown him. So when the Brisker Rav said he didn't know, we're pointing out Rav Rucham Fishel Prosser says machlokes shonim. Which machlokes shonim? We're just pointing out now. Machlokes Baal HaMor Rambam. And he goes on to say that he believes that Rashi and Tosfos in the beginning of our sugya also hold like the shita of what? Hold like the shita of the Baal HaMor as well, halacha lemaisa, that it's all one mitzvah, and therefore what they view it as all one mitzvah together. That's how he wants to learn the sugya. Rashi and Tosfos hold like the Baal HaMor. In the beginning of our sugya, halacha lemaisa, when we say all the mumim and the psulim apply in the mikdash, all shivas yamim. Whereas the Rambam says, halacha lemaisa, you don't need what? Mikdash kol shiv, you don't need lachem. And therefore all the psulim do not exist what in the mikdash? Because why? It's a separate mitzvah legamri. Whereas Rashi and Tosfos say it's all the same din. So Rashi and Tosfos hold like the Baal HaMor, Rambam holds not that way. We got that? It's a beautiful question, okay? So please get those two questions by the Kaisel. I would asterisk them as well. I would asterisk everything. Okay, 24. My beer b'taisus, you know when I say asterisk, it'll probably be on the Bechina. Everything should be on the Bechina. Let's go. 24. Let's go, guys. Okay? Let's go. Please, let's focus. 24. What's the beer of Tosfos and Daf Lamed? Amud Beis, Adir Maskel, V'Karkin, Exos, V'Daf Lamed, V'Yeyush, L'Choshev, Kishuli. You remember that? What did Tosfos say to Big Tosfos and Lamed Amud Beis? Remember that Big Tosfos? If you go through it quick, it's no problem. But you see where Tosfos makes a comment. Tosfos made a comment and he said as follows. Right here. You see where I'm pointing? I want you to underline it. Tosfos right here made the following line. He said that if you steal something before Yeush, it's not considered to be borrowed. If you steal the sukkah before Yeush, it's not considered to be borrowed. Why not? Why is it not considered to be borrowed? If it's before Yeush, there's no kinyan exela. So why does Tosfos say lo chashav kishulav? So the Rav said a miraculous pshat. The Rav said like this. The Rav said it must be halacha lemaisim. That before what? Before Yeush, the Gazan has to have some kinyan in the chafsa. Not formal kinyanim, but at least some. And the way the Rav wanted to say it, the fact that physically it's been stolen is mafkiyat from the reshus of the Bailim, and therefore the Baal can no longer be konet. What do we say a Baal can do? A Baal has two things he has to be able to be makna. He has to be shalom and reshuso. Is this item reshuso anymore? No, because I stole it. So that gives the Gazan some type of kinyan. Not formal, but some type of kinyan. And the Gemara says about Bakama Sadi Zayinim and Alf, does a Gazan pay? If I steal something from you and I use the basketball, do I pay for it? Yes or no? No. I practice my dribbling. I don't pay for it. I don't pay for it. The tour is Mishum Kinyonov. You see, there's some type of Kinyonim before Yeush. Even though he's not no formal Kinyonim, but the bottom line is that what? There is some type of what? Kenyan made, the fact that the Baal cannot what? Makdish, because not Rishuso, it's Bafkiyah, the Rishus Bailim, and therefore it makes it what? It's Koveya, it's being a Chayfetz, to be Puzzle, it's Koveya, the Chayfetz, to be a Gazel, that it's Puzzle, the Mitzvah. And that's what Tosfos means in this line here. Please get it. He says, not considered to be Shula, because Metatlan Exalon, not Rishus Bailim, Kaimi. The Kark is, But he's pointing out halacha l'maisa that it's going to be a problem. Okay, you got that? Yes, Matthew, you got it? Please get that. Again, 24 is, what's the beer in the Taisus that he says this lashon, that lefnei yesh not considered shula? Why isn't that shula? If it's not stolen, it should be borrowed. No, there is some type of aspects of kinyane what? There is some aspects of kinyane exel, even though formally no yesh or shin rishus has been done. How does it express itself? The fact that the Baal HaBayis now cannot be mocked as something, because not pursue so. And number two, what else? That he doesn't have to pay for it. I don't have to pay for the dribbling the basketball. It didn't diminish the basketball's value at all. As long as it didn't diminish the basketball's value, no, I'm not having to pay. There was no onus that doesn't have to pay. What'd you say? No, the Goslin doesn't have to pay. That's what the Goslin is, doesn't have to mishav for Tashmishim. So the Ferish Gemara, Baba Kama Sadi Zion Amin Aleph. That's because why? It has what? It has been mafki itself. You mafki itself from the what? From the Rishus of the original Baal Bayis. And number two, it'll be Pasul Mitzvah. It's enough to cause it a Mitzvah Baba Veir. Okay, that answers 24. 25. What's the din lecharchila about? Are you allowed to lecharchila buy from an Venachri? What do you say? The Ritva says black on white, no problem. He says there's no problem. I don't want any hesitation, he says. You can buy lecharchila. Why? Because when you buy from the Anachri, what's the din? Yeush has happened and Shinu Rishus has happened. Yes? Because the Goyim stole it, right? The original Baal Bais of Jews is Miayish. Yes? And then there's Yeush and then there's Shinu Rishus. And the Ritva says, I want you to know something. Don't hesitate for one moment, because the bottom line is it's a suffix. Number one, it's a suffix. You don't know for sure it's stolen. And number two, what? If it is Goyish owned land, what do I care? A Goy that steals from another Goy, I can buy from that Goy. You got me? So please get that down. Number one, it's a suffix. Number two, it's a what? Number two, on the side that it is a Goy's, there's no problem, halacha l'maisa. The stomach of this carcass is owned by a Goy. Therefore, a goy stole from another goy, and therefore, a goy from a goy, because I got, I can buy from that goy. So Ritva says, I don't want any hesitation about buying the chakiv. Remember we saw that? Okay, that's 25, 26. What's the chiddush of the uranium? The uranium, one of the great Rishonim. All the Rishonim are great, like Abi Gezel Goy. So the uranium writes like this, Jacob. The uranium says, we have to be very careful not to steal Arba Aminim even from a goy. Why not? Let's say you hold Gezel Akim as mutter. We pass against us, but let's say you say like the Tana that says Gezel Akim is mutter. Why did you say it's still a problem? Because you're not lachem. Even if Gezel Goy is mutter, please get it. It's not going to be lachem. It's not lachem because it's still what? Still under the auspices of the Goy. You would not be Yotze the first day. So even if you hold Gezel Akim is mutter, it's not going to be lachem. What's the Raya Yehuda from our Gemara? What does Gemara say? That Rav Huna said to Anvanachri, don't you dare cut it yourselves. But he says if they would cut it themselves, another Yisrael would be Yotze. Why would another Yisrael be Yotze? The customer? Because there's Yehush and Shinu Rishus. Why don't you say it's possible based on Mitzvah Baba Veira? Because why? Gezel Akim is what? Gezel Akim is Mutter. It's Muchuk that Gezel Akim is Mutter. Because why don't you say Mitzvah Baba Veira? That's what I pointed out to the guys in the Kol Olam. You see that he's willing to say what? Mitzvah Baba Veira, even after there was Yehush and Shinu Rishus. Remember I told you from the Mishra Brura? The Mishnah Brura seemed to say that once you say Yehush and Shinu Rishus, Mitzvah Baba Veira will not continue. He seems to say that it will continue even if you said Yehush and Shinu Rishus. Avram, you got what I'm saying? That's what we pointed out. You got that down? We pointed out that he's willing to say Mitzvah Baba Veira even after Yehush and Shinu Rishus. So it must be Gezel Akim is Mutter. But it's Mutter, but it's not Lachem. You got me? Okay. That's 21, 6. 27. What did Chassam Sofer comment on the Divrei of the Urayim? Chassam Sofer said there's something wrong here. He says, I don't understand. If Gezel Akim is mutter, then it should be yours. Don't give me this business, not lachem. He says, it cannot be. He says, there's a mistake. There's a mistake in the Arayim. And he says that it really, it's usher to steal from a goy. All he meant to say is that if you steal from the goy, there's no chiv to return it. And therefore, what? There's no mitzvah baba vera. Since there's no chiv to return it, what was done. You stole, you did a bad thing. But there's no mitzvah baba vera. Therefore, to the ghost is the guy who cuts it himself. It's usher. He's not yotze because it's not his. But someone who buys it from that guy, he's going to be Shinu Rishus. In fact, Rabbi Yosef Engel said, it's mutter the apostle says, V'chaltas kol ha'amim, the Torah never will command you to take something that's stolen. On a mitzvah like this, l'maisa, you're not mechuyev. Okay, but l'maisa, I want you to get that.
So Chassam Sofer says,
this whole shtickle Torah that's quoted in the Urayim, that Gezel Akim is mutter, but it's still not called lachem, cannot be. It's not true. Gezel Akim is usher, If you stole it, the reason why it's not a mitzvah of Avera is because there's no chiv hashava, and the guy who buys it from the guy who stole is definitely mutter. Why? Because Yerushin Shin Rishus. Why did she say mitzvah of Avera? Yerushin Rishus is not a problem. Why is there no mitzvah of Avera? Because no chiv hashava. But you see, that's why I point out to those the guys, Jerry and Jake Steinmetz, that you see that mitzvah of Avera could continue after what? Yerushin Shin Rishus. Not like the what that's normally the Rav presented. And then Mishabur is presented. Then once Yerushin Shin Rishus is done, mitzvah Bavera cannot continue. Even if you have the opinion, can continue to another guy. Okay. That's like an amplification, squared cube, that the Chefs is diseased. Even if there's Yerushin Shin Rishus, it would have continued. Okay, that's number 27. 28. Let's go, guys. What's the din of hitter mitzvah? The Yerushin Rabbanon. So, the Ritva said yesterday, we waited till today to get it. Hitter mitzvah has got to be the Rabbanon. Because there's no concept of Chachila B'dievet. You got this, Donnie, please get this. Is the notion of hitter mitzvah, the man that the beautify mitzvahs, is it the Araisa or is it the Rabbanan? Ritva says he doesn't bat an eyelash. He says it's got to be the Rabbanan. Because there's the Chachila B'dievet said about it. If it's Chachila B'dievet, it's a slam dunk raya, then it's what? Slam dunk raya that the mitzvah is midrabbanan. Parkin on a mitzvah, midrabbanan, shushnerm zekili, I snow off on a mitzvah. So therefore I can talk about the Chachila B'dievet. Yes? Who argues on this? Major Machloikis, the Ravid in the Rush. Please get it. The Ravid in the Asagas of the Balamor Zayinov says that's wrong. And the Dap Erif, the Ravid says the Hitter Mitzvah is a Din D'Oraisa, bona fide. Mamish a Din D'Oraisa. So the Korban Nisano above a comment says, Lanmai Nafgamina, please get it. If you have an Esther that's worth $6, Hitter Mitzvah Adam is odd what? Odd Shlish. Yes, Hitter Mitzvah is odd Shlish. $6. So is the third, a third of six is two, higher mathematics, even I can figure out. 6 + 2 = 8. I wasn't so bad in math. 6 + the calculus and linear algebra. 6 + 2 = 8, right? Triggs in high school. But 6 + 2 = 8. I never told you the story. I took linear algebra in the summer. I got a 10 on the midterm. Mom's a 10. 10 out of 100. A 10. And then there was a Nace Snigla. I did good on the final. I don't know how I did it, but my you know, linear algebra is very hard. I got a 10 on the midterm.
Were you getting a class?
Nice.
You got an A in the class?
No, all you got to get is a C in order for it to pass. No, I got like a A-. But all you need in summer, all you need is a C for it to be good.
Oh, then
you dropped it. I remember I was taking an exam. We got a chazer. There's two guys there. And one guy, I think, was trying to cheat with the other guy. And this other guy, right in the middle of the exam, I think the professor went, he said, if you look at my paper again, I'm gonna beat you up. Everyone was like shaking, you know. Right in the middle of the exam, this other guy says, if you take a look at my paper, it wasn't on to me, it's on, you know, there's two guys. I was like shaking, you know. I'll never forget that. Okay. No, I don't know what happened. But listen to this. You got what I'm saying? What's the nafkamina? Did he get in trouble?
Yeah.
No, the guy was out of the room. Okay, ready? Let's go. Lamai nafkamina, whether hit or miss is derisive, throw bonum. Let's go. So if the Esrog 6, if the Esrog 6 bucks, what does Shlish mean?
$2.
2 + 6 + 2 = 8. That's if it's Milvar inside. I'm sorry, that's a Mil Gav. What's Milvar? You have to add a third half. So 3 + 3 + 3, add +3, you have to spend $9. So get the Nafkamina down, says Korban Sano. If it admits a Dirais like the Rav, you got to spend $9. If it admits a Drabana like the Ritva and the Rosh, you only have to spend 8. Okay? Please get that. You know, this is a good question in the Bekiyas, in the material I want you to know. Where does Hitter Mitzvah Shlish appear? It appeared somewhere. We had Hitter Mitzvah Shlish. Where did it appear? No. Where did it appear in our Gemara and Sukkah? You guys don't remember?
It's a Tosos.
I was just thinking, it's a Tosos, yeah.
It goes one third out of
it's the big Tosos that I hope you guys chaz. It's not hard. It'll go through it together. On Laminum and Beis, right in the middle. About Yenayish Bakarka, you don't remember that, Avram? It said right in the middle. Hitter mitzvah shlish. There it is.
No, yeah. When you talk about the wall, when it was one third out, and then you can you climb the
No, hitter mitzvah shlish about how much money you got to spend is right there in Yushalmi. Okay, let's go. Are you 20? Did you see it, Matthew? Hitter mitzvah shlish. Okay, Avram, you remember it now? It was in the Yushalmi. What do you mean? It was right there in the middle of the Yomut, right here. Hitter mitzvah shlish. It's about the seventh line, the wide lines, and the Tysus. I want you to chazer that Tysus. It's really not hard. We've got to chazer everything. I got to be seeing Hitter Mitzvah Shlish. Okay, let's go. 29. What do we say about Yehu Shalomi Das? Please get it. What is Yehu Shalomi Das? God forbid a guy loses his wallet. He doesn't realize it. Loses it in Times Square. So obviously, if he would have known he lost, he's going to give up hope. Never going to get it back. Machloek is Abai Rava. Please get it.
Yeah.
Abai says Yerushalmi Das is not good. Excellent.
Rava says it's good.
Rava says it's good. Normally in Shas, we pass like Rava, except for Yal Kagam. It's an acronym. The Yud in Yal Kagam is Yerushalmi Das. We pass like Abai that it's not good. So Toys has a bomb kasha. These guys that have anachris that are cutting the stuff, or the theoretically would cut the stuff, or the goyim that would cut the stuff, let's assume on the side of the Gemara that the Avanachri would cut it. Do the owners know that? The Jewish landowner don't know that. So it's Yerushalom Midas. That's a great kasha. Yerushalom Midas shouldn't be a Yerush. The Gemara implies that the Yerush would be good. Why would it be good? It's Yerushalom Midas. They don't know about it. So Tais gives an amazing answer. Tais says, you know what? What is Yerushalom Midas? A guy picks up your wall in Times Square. You didn't realize it. So he picked it up before the Yerush. That's what Yerushalom Midas is. It's picked up, the item is picked up before your Miyayish. But here in Lamaisa, they knew about it. They knew about their land was taken over. They knew about it, Yehuda. The only problem is Yerush doesn't work on Karka. But when it becomes Metalpil, it'll what? It'll kick in. Remember we said a Shtikal Torah on that? That there's a delay. Okay, we'll leave that for tomorrow, Lamaisa. We said a Chiddush in Tosis, that when there's a delay, you see that it still works, Tosis said. The Yerush kicks in. Even though there was Yerush on the Karka, when it becomes Metalpin, then it kicks in. That's called Kalsa Kinyana. Remember we said that? When there's a delay between the Maisa Kinyan and the Chalais Kinyan, normally that doesn't work. If I say to you, Meshoch Parazu, Lachash Losham Yom, it's not Konev, it's in the Agam. It's in a swamp. If I say to Yosef, pull this para, and it should be Chal in 30 days. Do the Maisa today. That's Kalsa Kinyana. Because there's a gap between the Maisa and the Chalais. And the time of the 30 days is at the swamp. So that's not good.
By Kedushin it works, though.
Kedushin, it works. By Kesef, it works. Kesef, it works. By Kesef, it works because there's a Chiyuv. That's correct. Only Kesef. Kesef, there's no problem with Kalsa Kinyanim. But classic Kinyanim, there is. So how can you say that this is good? How can you say this is good? Yeush is good. If there's a gap. So what's the answer? Remember we said from the Rav? Remember we said that it's not considered to be a Kinyan on its own. It's just a what? What is it? It's considered to be in the shame of it. So whenever it kicks in, you have to say. Okay? What do you mean? It's not a kinyan like Hefker. Hefker lakar shloshim is a problem. Kalsa kinyana. But if you hold what? If you hold Yehush is not a kinyan, then you can understand why there's a gap and it still works. So please get that. That's why it's not Yehush lomidas. That's 29. 30. How do we paskin legabi stam ginei of Yehushu bailim or stam gzela Yehush bailim? Please get it. One sec, Matthew. Let's do this question. Okay? Rava and Kedushin and Daphnin Beis. Paskins, halacha l'maisa, no problem at all. That we paskin, the din is, and let's get it, that stam what? Stam geneva is considered to be yeush bailim. Okay, does everyone got it? Stam geneva is considered to be yeush bailim. This is the chiddush I want you to get. Okay? Stam geneva, let's get it down. Stam geneva, 1 second, yeush bailim. Who's that like? That's like the chachamim. Why? Why is Stam Geneva done Yehush Bailim? Because we're afraid he's a Geneva, it was done covertly, therefore the guy doesn't know who did it, and therefore he gives up hope he'll ever get it back. Stam Geneva is Yehush Bailim. However, Stam Gzela, the halacha is ain't Yehush Bailim, because he, even though it's overt, and he might be a mafioso, like Matthew said, you have confidence you'll be able to get a Din Torah tomorrow, you'll be able to take him together, and therefore please get the halacha that Stam Gzela is Ein Yehush Bailim, Stam Geneva is Yehush Bailim, we pass on the Chum against Reb Shimon. Okay? Against Reb Shimon. Okay, that's number 30. Yes, Matthew, you had a question?
Yeah.
Go ahead, real quick.
When we were saying before about Yehush Lomi Das by Tosos,
yes.
Is Tosos' klal in general that Yehush Lomi Das only happens before when you pick the object up before the person was
yes, Yehush Lomi Das is always the item was picked up before the guy was Miyayish, correct. And here that's not the case. There was
so
Yehush before.
Any case where they're Miyayish, and even if you don't know they're Miyayish, you pick up the object in terms of Lomdis, it has to be according to those that it can't be Yehush Lomi Das.
Right, and there's the item, if it's Yehush before it's picked up, that's not Yehush Lomi Das. Yehush Lomi Das is always picked up before the guy was Miyayish. Okay, let's go now. That answers 30 in number shir number 6. Let's go. Shir 7, Chazar number 1. What does the Taz say like Abishay Lamatana? So we pointed out a very, very beautiful Chiddush of the Taz. In this whole sugya, we were very, very bothered by. I mean, what's the big deal? The Gemara said in Laman Amaraf, E Amas, E Lame Yantafrishonik says Lachem, Mishalachem Vare Lavti Deyu. What are you talking about? says Rabbi Kivager. I understand. There's a famous principle in Pesachim, I think it was Dalet Amud Aleph, Nikolei Inish L'Mamone. I'm very happy if you use my tefillin. I'm very happy if you use my chefsa for a mitzvah. So why are you assuming that what if the guy takes it, it's bad? Let us assume, halacha l'maisa, that Nikolei Inish L'Mamone, therefore you should be Yotzi the Lulav. Why is the Gemara like jump and say, oh, it's Yom Tov Rishon, and you had no rishus to take it? So what if you had no rishus to take it? What do you mean you had no rishus to take it? So it becomes a borrowed lulav? No, maybe it doesn't. Maybe I want to give it to him as a gift. I want you to be yotzei a mitzvah. Why does the Gemara presume that if it's borrowed, it's not good? Maybe the borrowing should flourish into becoming a gift. Jacob, you follow me? The borrowing should be a gift. That's the Taz, Rabbi Kivager's kasha. So the Taz is an amazing pshat. Please get it. Since the Torah says a borrowed lulav is plus on the first day, you know what that means? That when I say to Yosef, I'm lending you the lulav, what does that mean? We have no right to interpret it as I'm giving him a gift. When I say I'm lending a lulav to Yosef, he should borrow it. Don't say, oh, I really meant that I'm giving to him. Yosef's Rebbe is giving to him as a gift. That's not what it meant, because the Torah apostles borrow things, and therefore you have no right to reinterpret something to say that it means a gift. If I meant borrow, I meant borrow, and therefore he won't be yotzei. Halacha lemaisa. That's the chiddush. The Torah's megala. You have no right to mefarsh that he meant a gift. That's the chiddush of the Taz. Where was that Taz in the Chassitzus? Simin Yudal and Sifkat Nehei in Orachai. Very good. That's one. Two. What's the difference between Hefker and Yeush? Very important. If anyone learned Eilu Metzius, Rashi, I would say, like says 5-6 times in the beginning of Eilu Metzius that Yeush is Hefker. Yeush is Hefker. He doesn't mean that they're literally the same. One second, Donnie. I'll give you two nafkaminas right off the bat. Number one, we said according to Rav Yisham, Ein Yeush Bekarka. Can you be mafker karka? Of course you can. So you see they're not the same thing. That's number one. Number two, hefker has to be done in front of a bezdin. You need it in front of three guys. Yeush does not have to be done in front of three guys. So once you get those, there are a lot of other distinctions that we don't have time to get into. But those are two I want you to know right off the bat. When Rashi says that, it doesn't mean they're exactly the same thing. Okay? Because they're not the same thing. I'll give you a third marmakum. Third nafkimin, one more. What was the Ramban's theory? That Yeush does not work Bershus. Does Hefker work Bershus? Of course it does. I came after my car. Came after my basketball. I came after my truck. Tractor. No problem. Yeush by definition doesn't work if it's in your domain. Because it's smack in your face. So three differences between Yeush and Hefker. Number one, what do we say? Karka. Yeush does not work on Karka. Hefker works on Karka. Number two, Hefker needs a basin in front of three. Yeush does not. Number three, what do we say? Hefker works in Bershus. Yeush does not work. Yes, Donnie, go ahead.
Well, can you do this? Can the Shula turn into Matana before the first day?
No. For the purposes of the first day, I lend it to him. It's a good kasha. I lend it to him in Erev Yom Tov. For the purpose of the first day, he cannot say, Yosef can't say to you guys, oh, Rebbe gave me a gift. It's not true. I lent it to him. And the Torah says, borrowed is bad. By definition, you have no right to reinterpret it as a gift. That's a chiddush of the Taz. If you say it's a gift, yeah, that's fine. But if I lend it to you, can't say Nichalei Inish. The Torah answered borrowing. That's it, done.
But you use that one before. If someone gives it to you as a...
Generally, Nichalei, I want you to use my Gemara, I want you to use my Tillin, of course. No, but if the Torah prohibits Betharis borrowing, then you have no right to reinterpret someone saying it meant a gift.
But the priest, I guess, like Sheila turning to my Tillin, could work 2 through 7, right?
Yes, absolutely correct.
So it can go through the first day.
But you don't need it, because borrowing is good anyway, so you don't need that. I understand that. I understand, you don't need that. You don't need to say that. But borrowing is good anyway. I'm just saying you don't need to say that. It's good anyway, borrowing from day 2 to day 7. So leave it as borrowing.
Yeah, but you did it before Chag, and it lasted even on the first day.
I understand, but you're asking, what's the din? The din is borrowing is good from 2 to 7. The transformation from a borrow to a gift cannot be said. It does not need to be 7 from 2 to 7. It would need to be said on day 1, and I can't do it.
So it doesn't possibly olam if it goes
to... No, it's good from 2 to 7, halacha l'maaseh, but it's not good for what? I have no right to transform it into a gift. Okay, that's number what? That was one, and then we did two, the nafkaminas, two and a half, here's three. Please get those three nafkaminas. There are a lot more, but that's not for now. Number three. The men echleku rebelazim echam l'gabisuk ha'gzula. Guys, let's get it, okay? There really are three cases which we're going to divide up into the question. So the Gemara says in the name of Rav Nachman, correct? You did it today. What does Rav Nachman say? The machlokes is, Yosef builds a beautiful sukkah, and I go in there and I push him out with his family. And I take over his sukkah on his land. Rabbi Elazar says you're not Yotze. Why are you not Yotze? Because it's considered to be Karka and Gzula. Karka Gzula makes the Sukkah Gzula. And even if you hold Karka ain't an Exelis, it becomes a Sukkah what? Sheula. And what does Rabbi Elazar say in Chav Zayin Beis? That a Sukkah Sheula is bad just as well. You got it? What's the Chachamim sold? Carcass ain't an exelis, and therefore what? The sukkah is kshera, I becomes a borrowed sukkah, no problem. Chum sein chav sayim is, a borrowed sukkah is good. No problem. Please get that. That's the case that Rav Nachman says. That's number one. Number three, plain straight up in the Gemara. You guys got to know it. That's three. Four. Which case, uvd is a case, you know that. Which case does everyone agree? Which case does everyone agree that the sukkah is psula and lama? Why? Let's get it. The Gemara says, I'll tell you. Actually, Rashi said, Taisus, Rashi and Taisus both say it. You steal a sukkah on top of a boat or a wagon. Excellent. That's metaltalin. That's not on the ground. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar and the Chum both agree that sukkah is psula. Rabbi Elazar, of course, but the Chum say, I agree, that's a sukkah psula, lock, stock, and barrel, because it's metaltalin. It's a movable. You could steal a movable. When I say you could steal, you can have kinyanik zela on metaltalin. That's the case, then everyone would agree that would be a sukkah psula. Yehuda, you got that? That's number what? That's number four. Okay, five. Which case does everyone agree? That is kshera v'lama. Let's get it. So that's the case. The following, the Gemara says, where you steal wood, and you make what? Out of the wood, you make schach. Everyone agrees that all you got to do is pay the guy back cash, because there's a famous din called Takanas Marish. There's a famous din called Takanas Marish. What does Takanas Marish mean? A beam. You steal a beam and you make the beam into a house. Am I mechuyev to return the beam to you? That's going to discourage a guy from doing tshuva, and therefore going to forget about it. So therefore I can pay cash instead. Marish means a beam. I can pay cash instead, but I become the owner of what? Of the beam in the house. And that's exactly what's happening here. I steal the sukkah. I form a what? Schach. I'll get to Yuda. Steal a sukkah, will form schach, and therefore everyone agrees it becomes nine. Now, by what din? Please get this down. How do the Chum have the power to do this? Based on the principle of the Takanas Marish. So it works, says the Ritva and the Miri, based on Hefker, based in Hefker. And therefore, Halacha L'maisa, it's considered to be Hefker, based in Hefker. And therefore, we assume that what? We assume that even according to Rabbi Elazar, there's Takanas Hashavim, and therefore Yotze, even according to Rabbi Elazar. Because you might have still said it's mitzvah bab aver, even if you're kohen b'shinui. There again, you have it again. The tshuvas ksav sofer says you're saying mitzvah bab aver with a what? You say mitzvah bab aver with shinui yeush and shinui rishus. Again, he'd be willing to say it. We want to say no. It's not a problem mitzvah bab aver because even according to Rabbi Elazar, it's takana shavim. Therefore, yotze even according to Rabbi Elazar. So get this. It's based on the principle of hefker based in hefker. Okay. So that is the third case, based on takana arish marish. They elevate it up to say it's mamish yours. Yes, Yehuda, go ahead.
So when I'm now relearning this, it was kind of confusing with the Rashi of mates, and because he was saying that there's Shino Maisa and Shino Hashem.
Yes.
But Takanas Marish isn't a thing when there's Shino Maisa and Shino Hashem. It's only a thing when there's one or the other.
No, but what Takanas Marish means, Yehuda, that it becomes mine, that I don't even have to what? I don't even have to, it's not even a problem, mitzvah babaver, that's what I'm telling you. It's not even a problem, it's about Bavera. The din of Takanas Marish is that, you're asking good. If you're Kona Bishinui, why do you need Takanas Hashavim at all? So the answer is that what? Is that Takanas Hashavim gets rid of the problem of what? Of mitzvah Bavera. And therefore, Lamaisa, that's why you need to come out of Takanas Hashavim, of Takanas Marish, and therefore it's what? It's good even according to Rabbi Elazar. Halacha Lamaisa. It's a very good point what you bring up.
So if you're Kona Bishinui, you would still have an issue of mitzvah Bavera?
That's what he wants to say, correct. That's what he wants to say. We're going to get to the question why mitzvah aver is dismissed in this sugya. It's very interesting. It's dismissed in the previous sugya. It's dismissed in this sugya, in the Gemara itself. Okay? It's very telling. Okay? But that's the pshat that we wanted to say. Takanas Marish is based on Hefker, based on Hefker, and that's the Chiddush, Halacha L'maisa. Yekonu b'shinui maisa, and plus the fact they work, that you don't have to sosha the binyan, just pay the cash. So you're saying very good, L'maisa. Why you need that? So it disposes of mitzvah bab aver. Gets rid of mitzvah babaver. I would have said, once you say yesh shinu rishus, there's no what? Again, this is another rayav in what I said. Remember? That mitzvah babaver continues with yesh shinu rishus. Because otherwise, what's the problem? You know what I mean? See it again. We saw it from the Urim, you see it again here. Okay. Please get that. You got to know these three cases. Three cases. The case where they argue, the case where everybody agrees is kosher, the case where everybody agrees is psul. Okay, here we go. That answers number what? Five, six. What's the case that Tysus gives by Sukkot Zul? Oh. So Tysus is very bothered by, why does Rashi have to give this case of the boat that everyone agrees it's psul? You know what I mean? Why do you have to give me that case at all? And get involved, Lamai. What do you have to get involved in that, Lamai? So you have to say, oh, there's no problem with Takanas Marish because there's no Tirchon when you steal the boat. You just, because it was on top of, you steal the Sukkot on top of a boat, there's no Tirchon, so there's no Takanas Marish. Takanas Marish is Takanas Chonim. So he says, I'll give you a very, he says, Al-Chinam, Pirish Rashi. Rashi was mad with this for nothing. There's no reason at all Rashi said this pshat, okay? You follow what I'm saying? So he says like this. I'll give you a simple case, he says. I Yosef asks me, he says, Rebbe, can I, you have a big backyard, can I build a sukkah on your backyard? I said, no problem, go ahead. More than welcome. He builds a beautiful sukkah, we'll get to Midat Shlom Midat tomorrow, but let's assume, like Tysa says, Midaito, yes? So Yosef builds a beautiful sukkah, he's a good builder as it is, builds all the skits for the, builds all the sets for the skits and the plays, stays up all night, Yosef B'tzachet Tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishalem Shcharim, because no one else will, Yosef, okay? No one else will. So listen to this. So I trick Yosef. I say, you know what? That's such a beautiful sukkah. Go ahead. You know what? So long. I want my family to sit in the sukkah. So Tysus says, beautiful. This is the case of a sukkah zulu. What do you got to get fancy and put it on a boat or a wagon? That's exactly the case. You built, brought all your own materials. I steal those materials. So I steal that wood. I steal that schach. I steal the walls and the schach. You see, Beferish, I tricked you and I duped you. And therefore, halakha l'maisa, that's a case of sukkah zulu. Beautiful. And he says, what? Oh, you're worried about it being borrowed? What do you mean borrowed? It's my land. It's my land. It's not Torah She'ula. It's my land. It's not Kairi Rishush Ruben. It's not Yosef's Rishus. It's in my Rishus. Therefore, Allah Lamaisa says, what does Rashi have to stand on his head and give this case for? Valchinim, for nothing did Rashi say that. And you have to say that Takanas Marsh. Takanas Marsh is, you know, but I'll give you a case before the din. Takanas Marsh comes into the play. That's number six. Very good. Okay. Number seven. What does Rabbi Kivager ask on the spot there in the Gilyan Ashas? You guys remember the Kasha? Amazing Kasha.
Yeah, yeah.
We worked hard on it. Okay, let's get it. Let's get it. So he asks like this. He says, we have a famous din. Let's say Yosef has some avodim in Eved Kenani. What's the din? The din is that Eved Kenani is always hookish like our kosher. There's a hekish. Definitely Eved Kenani. It's old Shiloh. Is there any human being? Or Eved Ivri? But it's definitely Eved Kenani. It's Machlish Rashi tells you Kedushin of Zion. Okay? What's the scope of Eved Hukish Lekarkos? Is it only Eved Kenani? Does it apply to Eved Ivri? Does it apply to Adam, a person that's free? So listen to this. Rabbi Kivager asks like this. He says, there's a hekesh between Avadim and Karkos. Let's say I steal a bunch of Avadim from Yosef. And then, God forbid, there's a terrible tsunami that floods out my house. And what's it then? Kills all the Avadim. Am I chayv to pay or not? No, I'm not chayv to pay a penny. Why am I not chayv to pay a penny? Because halakhically, we view them still in Yosef Rishus. Physically, b'mitzias, whose Rishus were they? Physically, whose Rishus are they? Whose Rishus were they physically, these Avadim? They're in mine. I stole them from you, yes? But halakhically, they stay in yours. Avadim are not stolen. So you see that Tysus says that what? We don't look at what? The mitzias, what do we look at? We look at halakhically. So even though Avadim like can physically be moved out, but what do we say? We still say that Avadim cannot be stolen. So you see how the Pharisees, you look at the halacha concept. So what on earth is Tysus saying? Tysus says, halacha l'maisa, oh, I'll dig up a case where what? Where the materials were on what? Were on my land, and I'm stealing those. It doesn't depend on what? Mitzias. You can stand on your head from today until tomorrow and dig up a case. You digged up a beautiful case. I dug up a beautiful case that what? That now I'm stealing his wood and stuff on my own land. It's not a child of Mitzias. It's a formality that Avadim and Karkos cannot be stolen. Even though physically you can what? Move them out of his Rishus, I still can't steal Avadim. Ain't Avadim Nigzalim. So even if I can physically move them out, ain't Avadim Nigzalim. So too Lomai said that I what? That I drummed up a case where Yosef built a sukkah on my property, I'm stealing the material. The bottom line is also, it's on my karka. It's on my karka. You should say in exalim. That's Rabbi Kivager's kasha. You got that? Matthew, you got it, Matthew? Avram, you got it? I'm going to say it again? Yes. One second. The case is, one second, Matthew. The case Tosa says is why did Rashi have to develop a scenario that the case where everyone agrees that Sukkah Zul is you stole it off a boat or a wagon. And that's the top one, right? And that's the case of Sukkah Zul ever gives a puzzle. Tosa says, I'll give you an easier case. I tricked Yosef to come to my property and he built all the walls of Tzchak and I kick him out. I told him, you got to go now. It's my stuff. Aren't I stealing the walls in the Tzchak? Tosa says, that's the case. Because I developed the case where practically, b'metzias, I can actually steal land. Because the bottom line is the walls and stock are on the land, yes? And B'kiri says, one second here, Tysus. It doesn't depend on metzias. I'll give you an example. If I steal avadim, and avadim are connected to karkos, our hilkush lakaros, same din. It's the same halacha. And I can physically steal them and take them out of his property. And the din is they're not stolen. If all of them die in a flood, I don't pay him a penny. So you see, it's not dependent on practicality. Yashar Koyach says you dug up such a case. But the bottom line is those walls of Tzach sit on my land, avadim by a karka by its very nature, like avadim, cannot be stolen. Done. That's it. That should be committed to Kashi. You got that? Yes, Matthew. That's number one. That's number seven. You guys got to get that. Asterisk that. We worked hard on this for Mikveh Akasha. The Tirutzim. Yeah, go ahead.
Why,
real quick, Matthew. Let's go.
Why in Tosos' case are Reuven's materials not like transferred over to becoming Shimon's because it's called Mechubar the Karka.
Oh, so we're going to get to it now. We're going to get to one of the answers now. Okay, that's one of the answers we're going to get to. Very good. Yes, Adam.
But Tosfos isn't making a case where the Karka is stolen. It's a case where the Sukkah is stolen.
I understand, but the stuff is sitting on the Karka. The walls and the Sukkah are connected to the Karka.
But it's his Karka.
But
and that's what Tosfos...
So it's not stolen Karka.
I understand, but Tosfos' whole vort was that I can give you a case now that it will relate to call, and we're going to get to it now in the later questions. Every sukkah needs karka. Remember we said that?
Right.
There's a fundamental part of a sukkah needs land. We're going to get to it with Rav Moshe and the Tshuvas. So that's what he says. I dug up a case where despite the fact that it's my own land, but the materials on top are not mine, and I can still categorize that as a sukkah zulu. So I don't have to get fancy talking about wagons and boats.
Right, but Rav Akiva Iger is asking, how is it that you can't steal karka, but he's not stealing karka.
I understand, but Tosa's assumption is part of karka is also the walls and the schach. That's his assumption. And he's saying that Tosa's whole premise is based on metzias. Rabbi Kivager says that's wrong. That premise is wrong. It's based on halachic concept. So you can dig up all the scenarios you want. The bottom line is I can't steal a bottom. I can't steal karka either. So you haven't given me any case. See, Tosa's thought up of a chap because the truth is it's metalpil and just happens to be sitting on the karka. So I can say the sukkah is gzul on that. It's a chap that Tosa's, because it's not a chap. Okay? Yehuda, real quick. You got me, Adam? Or you think about it more. You think about it more. Yeah, go ahead.
How would the Tosfos be saying that the sukkah is considered karka if
it's on karka?
It's mechuber to your karka.
I understand that, but but the items are stolen. And since it's sitting on karka, Tyson is saying that's called a sukkah zula.
Rabbi Akiva's question doesn't, I don't think it ever takes effect because...
It does take effect.
The avadim were once in...
No, but the nekuda, I understand that. But the nekuda is, do you look at the metzias or do you look at the halacha? And Rabbi Kivager says you look at the halacha, and he proves that from avadim. You don't look at the metzias. And Tosfos had a chap that you look at the metzias, that it's my land, but at the same time it's his materials. So I'll call that a case of sukkah gzula, because it's sitting on my land. You got what I'm saying now?
So is he saying because the walls and everything are stolen, that makes the sukkah and the karka that's
yes.
stolen?
No, it's called a conglomerate. And therefore that's called a sukkah gzula, because every sukkah needs a land. So even though it's my land, but the bottom line, I'm stealing materials, therefore that the materials are connected to the land, so I skirt the problem of sukkah and nigzelis because it's my land, but at the same time, it's sitting on my land. So I can hop that too. It's called that. That's the case of sukkah zulu. That's what he wants to say. I can have my cake and eat it too, he's saying. That's Tosfos. Rav Akiva Iger says you can't. Okay? That's number one. Number seven. Let's get eight. What's Rav Elchanan's answer to this kasha? Please get this, guys. Okay? So Rav Elchanan answers a lot like Matthew was suggesting. The answer is like this. We have a principle of kol ha-mechubar l'karka k'karka dami. Anything that's attached to land is like land itself. And therefore, you know what I've done in this case? I'll tell you what I've done. I've created, what I've done to Yosef's stuff is, I've morphed his walls and his schach into my land. By my morphing that's an act of gzeilu. That's an act of gzeila. Halacha l'maisa. And therefore, yes, because I'm creating an achelik of the karka, and that's considered to be a sukkah gzeila. Whereas when it comes to avadim, avadim is no matter where they are, halachically l'maisa, they're considered to be what? Not stolen. Because they're always considered in the rishus of the original guy. Halachically. But here in l'maisa, what I'm doing by mechub l'karka, it's become a spot of the karka. It becomes a chelik of the karka, of my karka. Therefore, it's no longer in the rishus of who? Yosef, it's in my rishus. So therefore, no matter what you do by the avadim, you can stand on your head from today until tomorrow. Halachically, they're in the rishus of the original guy, the nigzal. But when it comes to what? The Tosas case, not true. Since I've morphed the walls and sachet to my land, it becomes mine. And that's why what Tosas chop is a good chop. Okay? That's the answer of Elchanan. That's 8, 9. What is Reb Shimon Shkop's answer? Let's get it, Matthew. Says the Shari Yosh, amazing shot. He says as follows. There's a major distinction between kark and usually avadim. What's the major distinction? Karka, you have no kinyanim at all on it, okay? You don't have any kinyanim gzeila at all. Not only is there no kinyanim, there's no maisa, because you're not King Kong. So there's no kinyanim and there's no maisa. What Tosis developed was a case where you can have a maisa gzeila by karka, even though there's no kinyanim gzeila. See, by avadim l'maisa, there's always a maisa, there's no kinyanim. By karka, usually there's neither. Yes? Again, by karka, you can't pick it up, there's no kinyanim, and you can't have a maisa. By avadim, I can have an act of a maisa exhala, but I can have no kinyan exhala. So Tosis chap was, I can give you a case of karka where there is a maisa exhala. I can give you a case of karka where there is a maisa exhala. Namely, where I tricked Yosef, and I took his walls and his chach, and therefore what? Therefore I made that chap, and therefore I did a good job with it, and therefore it's called a maisa exhala. Now we said that comes out the maisa that there's a what? So what's the this is Reb Chaim develops with Reb Shimon Shkop. When we say Hekish, Evid, or Karkaros, or Hekish, they have to be in the same plane. If we're saying by Avadim, there's a Maisa and no Kinyonim, but by Karka, there's neither. How are they symmetrical? What's the answer? Only on formal Dinim are they the same Din. On formal Xeris Akas of Dinim, do we apply the same Halacha? Like Avadim cannot have any Ona with Karka. No, there's no Ona on Avadim and Karka. All the formal Dinim that you have, Halacha L'Maisa, like there's no Ona. Fine, those jairs are kos of dinim, we equate avadim and karka. But in lumdus, you can distinguish between the two. And what Tosus has created is, I'll give you a case by karka and exels, where you can have a mice exel with no kinyanim. And that's exactly what answers Rabbi Kivega's kasha. Because Rabbi Kivega said, no matter what you do, lomaisa, oh, the avadim can never be stolen. The avadim can never be stolen. Well, karka, lomaisa, can never have kinyanim, it can never have a mice. But what Tosus is saying, I'll give you a mice. So Rabbi Kivega is focusing on the kinyanim. Tosis is saying, I'll give you a case by karka where there's a maisa exhala. And therefore, that's what Tosis says, what he says, halacha l'maisa, and that's his chiddush. There's a maisa exhala, and that's what Tosis meant to say. What do we say that assumes that second answer? That when you say sukkah gzulo, the standard shot is what, Yehuda? You always look at whether you had kinyan exhala. What is this answer assuming? As long as you have a maisa exhala, that'll shaf it. What is shaf? That'll give it a status, imbue it with the status of being a sukkah gzul. Normally, you think sukkah gzul depends on the kinyanim. According to the second answer, it's depending on whether there's a maisa gzela, and that's enough to imbue it on there, apidin halacha l'maisa. Okay, that's a chiddush. First answer is always looking at the kinyanim. Okay? Second answer is saying no. Second answer is saying the sukkah gzul, we're talking about the maisa gzela. That's what we stress. Okay, that answers number 9. 10, guys, let's go. What is the din takanas hashav in the karka mazbe the home halach? So we said an amazing thing. What do we say? What's the case? Set over from the Ramah. What are the two cases in the Gemara? You guys tell me. Don't forget about it always. What are the two cases? Sukkah Gzula and making a sukkah in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. Those are two cases. Not just one case, Donnie. It's not just Sukkah Gzula. It's making a sukkah in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. So we pointed out the following. The Ramah writes in Choshen Mizpit Simon Shin Samach Sif Alef B'Shem Rabbeinu Ruchem. There's no Takanas Marsh made on Karka. Takanas Marsh was never made on Karka. And the Taz says why? Because since Karka is in an exelus, you'll always get it back. There was no need for the Chum to make a Takana. But a Marsh, a beam, it could burn, it could spoil, it could get ruined, and therefore they need the Misakin that you can keep the beam, Halach L'maisa, and you can what? You can keep the beam, Halach L'maisa, and therefore what? It'll motivate the guy to do tshuva. So the Sfas Emes writes like this. What's the raya from our Gemara, Yehuda? Rebbe Elazar passes a sukkah in Rosh Hashanah. Why? because it's not his sukkah. If you were masakin takana shavim by karka, what would be the din? If you were masakin takana marish by karka, the sukkah would be ksheira. The fact that Rabbi Elazar says the sukkah in Rosh Hashanah is a problem shows that Takanas Marish was not enacted by Karka. Because remember, whenever you said Takanas Marish, that got us to say that Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham would agree. Remember? That the Rabbi Elazar would agree that the sukkah is kshera. So why don't you say the case by Takanas Marish by Karka? You don't say it by Karka. That's why Rabbi Elazar sticks to his guns and he says that what? That it's possible. What's the reasoning why you don't say Takanas Marish by Karka? So we said because why it's not common that Karka is stolen. We never make a Takana on uncommon things. So Takanas Marish was not said on Karka. Or because why? Karka is very special to people, the original owner of the real estate. So you don't want to give it up. What do you do when you do Takanas Marish? You let the Gazlan keep the thing he stole, right? And the Nigzal loses his item. By Karka is very precious to the guy. The Chum did not want to make such a Takana to take it away from the original guy. So there are two reasons. Number one, it was not Shkiach that Karka would be taken over. And number two is that what's precious to the original guy. So why should we take it away from him? And the truth is, a proof of it, the raya is that Rabbi Elazar passels a sukkah in Rosh Hashanah. Why does he passel it? Why don't you say Takanas Marish? You don't say Takanas Marish Bekarka. That's the bottom line. And I don't think I stress this. You know, why is there such an importance of quoting both cases, Avram? Why is there such an importance? Why didn't you say a Masachet Rosh Hashanah and Bilvad? Why don't you just give that case? If you just have Masachet Rosh Hashanah and Bilvad, why would you say that it's considered to be good or not? Why, you know, if you just have the case of Masachet Rosh Hashanah, how would you be mazmin the Machlokes? Maybe that's kufa the Machlokes. Maybe the Chum hold of Takanas Marish and Rabbi Elazar doesn't. That's what you might have said. That's why the Braisa gives you two cases, Sukkah Gzula, to tell me that what? That only one type of Sukkah Gzula they argue when I what? When I push him out of his out of when you push me out of my property, you follow me? But in the case where you steal wood, everyone agrees it's good. See, the fact that it presents a second case tells me no, Rebbe Elazar also holds up Takanas Marish. In the Sukkah Gzula case, he'll say it's possible. But when I steal the wood, he's masking to the Chacham. You follow me? The reason why there was a need to give another case, says the Sfasemis, was to convey that of course Rebbe Elazar holds up Takanas Marish. Don't tell me the machlok is whether you hold up Takanas Marish or not. That's why I had to quote two cases. And the case of Sukkah Zul is Takav Chaveiro. But a Sukkah's Eitz, I want you to get this, it's a beautiful horror of the Sfasemis. I don't think I said it originally in Shir. I prepared it, but I forgot to say it in Shir originally. But that's the Chiddush. That's why there are two cases mentioned. Don't please think that Rabbi Elazar denies Takanas Marish. Of course he holds it, Takanas Marish. And Takanas Marish does not apply by Karka, because otherwise he would passel it, Lamaisa. Otherwise he would not passel Masachim Shusarabim. But the reason why I had to teach two cases, because if you only had the Masachet Rosh Hashanah, oh, you'd say Rabbi Elazar passes because he doesn't hold the Takanas Marish, and the Chum hold the Takanas Marish. No, I want to say Sukkah Gzula also is a case where they also argue, but Gzul Eitz, which they don't argue because Rabbi Elazar holds like the Chum, because Takanas Marish can be involved. You follow me? That's why I presented both cases. You got this?
So why do the Chachamim say that the Chachamim don't hold the Takanas Marish also?
Well, of course they do. Everyone holds the Takanas Marish.
By
Masachet Rosh Hashanah, they say it's kosher because the Karka ain't zealous. No, but I'm saying not because of Takanas Marish. You don't need to come on to. But I'm saying, I'm saying you could say, why does Rabbi Elazar makshir if he holds the Takanas Marish? Because you don't say Takanas Marish by Karka. That's why. You follow me? And the reason why there's a need to present two cases because if you only presented Masachet Rosh Hashanah, you say maybe that's kufa the machlokes. Maybe they come hold of Takanas Marish. Rabbi Elazar doesn't. Chas v'shalom. No. We want to present two cases by Sukkah Gzula, Takav Eschavero, and in a case where they gozlates him, Rabbi Elazar agrees in its kosher because he holds it to Takanas Marish. You follow me? That's the Chiddush. Okay, then answer number 10, 11. Let's go, guys. How does Rashi Masber of Nachman and Daf Laman Aleph and Malf? What did Rashi say on Laman Aleph and Malf? What did Rashi say? What did Rashi Masber of Nachman? You guys said it and said it very nicely, Yehuda and Adam. What did you guys say? According to Rashi, Mimonavshach. Meaning what? What is your soul? Like Matthew saying, but what is your soul? Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar holds. If you hold Karka and Ixelis, then what? The Sukkah's Gzula. And if you hold Karka ain't an Ixelis, but then it becomes a borrowed Sukkah, we know from Chavzayin and Bez, Rebbe Elazar says Sukkah Shu'ula is possible. Simple. That Rashi invokes Mimonavshach. What is your soul? Very good.
Does Mimonavshach mean like either way?
Yes. means a catch 22. That's the phraseology. No matter how you slice it, Lomaiser Rabbi Elazar is going to say it's psula. If you hold suk a gzula, kark and exel, it's fine. If you hold suk a kark and exel, I'll still get you that it's psula because it's suk a shul, it's psula anyway. That's what it means. What's your soul? Look at yourself in the mirror. Are you developing? Are you getting the why out of why you? Right? You're focusing on the tayrit, right? Yes? Okay, let's go. That's number one. That's number 11. 12. Let's go. Let's go number 12. Let's go. Ma marnu aladin shel karka besukah. Let's get this. What do we say about, Donnie, please get this now, number 12. Please focus. You can get it. What do we say about the floor of karka? A floor, the karka of a sukkah. As far as I checked last, we said, the most important part of the sukkah we learned first semester was the schach. We said you needed walls. But what's the story with the ground floor? Oh, so he pointed out very important, please guys get this. Very important kiddush, okay? Very, very important. What's the nature of this din? So we said the following. The din gzula also goes on, not just the schach and the walls, it also goes on the land. The land? Who's talking about the land? So the Kapas Tamarim says, well, first of all, when it says Chakasus Taslecha, I want you to know what's going on the whole land. Why? So we said from Reb Chaim, in order to be Yotze in the midst of Sukkah, do you need a land? Do you need floor? Yes, you do. So obviously, if we're talking about a Sukkah that's needed to fulfill the mitzvah, and if it's stolen, it's a problem, obviously that includes the floor as well. That's what Reb Chaim writes. Says Reb Moshe, Zatzal Igris Moshe, or Achaim Chenakal Simku Pei Aleph, he says that Karka, or even the wall, is midin ma'amid. Ma'amid. What's ma'amid? The boards that support the schach, and also the floor supports the sukkah. And number three, we said from Ablazer Meir Horvitz. Remember that? He said midin knas. It was midin knas. Chas v'sholom. That you should have a what? You should build a sukkah to shrab and block up people's passing by. They pass that mishum knas. Okay? Reb Elazar Meir Horovitz. Okay, so you see that what? The floor is a very important part of the sukkah. Either it's what? It's told in the Kima Mitzvah, either it's told in the Maimid, or maybe it's Stamach Knas, you're not allowed to build a sukkah, which is Rabbi. But there's no doubt that a floor place, the karka plays an important role in a sukkah. No doubt.
The second one,
yes, the second one's from Ramosh, it's Bidin Maimid. What is Maimid? Are you allowed to put schach on metal poles? Mikradin is Malakistan Dafir Chesmanaf, we learned last semester, Mikradin is Kosher. But we said you should be machmer. Mr. Bruce said, create mamid the mamid. Remember, put wooden poles over the metal poles and then put the schach on top of that. Chazanish said it's ridiculous because it's all being supported by the metal poles anyway. So there's no need to be machmer. There's no concept of mamid the mamid. Remember, we learned that, Machlej, Mr. Bruce, Chazanish? Yes, go ahead.
What was the difference between Reb Chaim and Reb Moshe?
Because Reb Chaim is saying, just how do you fulfill a mitzvah? So when the Torah says, chakos is tassel, whatever item you need, a component you need to fulfill a mitzvah, cannot have any iota of being stolen. And that includes the floor. That's Reb Chaim's approach. Reb Moshe says, from a formal approach, I'll say there's an importance on the floor and walls, midin maimid. So all midin maimid, to support the sukkah. There are two different svaras, though, how you know that it's important that the floor cannot be stolen, Adam. One is from the perspective of what the Kima Mitzvah is, and the other is from a formality of din of midin maimid. And the third one is a chiddush by knas. Okay, that answers number what?
12.
That answers 12, thank you. 13. Where is the absence of mitzvah b'baveir? It was absent in Vahava Nachri. It was absent in this sugya too as well. So we had a sheet to the Baal Mor in the previous sugya that said maybe don't hold a mitzvah b'baveir. So that also comes up. The Ashlama says the same thing. The Sefer Ashlama says lahalacha we don't hold a mitzvah b'baveir. It's missing from the whole sugya. Okay, that's a chiddush nifla. But the bottom line is it is telling that it's not in the two sugyas. Okay. So what the Baal Mor said about Avanachri, the Shlomo says about this sugya. However, we said differently. We said,
why would you say
Sefer Hashlomo. Okay? Oh. So Matthew brings up very beautifully, the Ritva quotes the Baal HaTosfos, this is where he says it. You know why Mitzvah Baver is absent Jacob from the sugya? Because you only say Mitzvah Baver on mitzvahs that engender Ritzui. Sukkah does not engender Ritzui, even though it's Chal Shem Shamayim on it, Chagiga, Daftesim Rav, there's a chalosh, like a chagiga has a chalosh, shim shamayim, sukkah too as well, but it's not ritsui. Interesting. Taisa says that's dead wrong. And Sat Taisa, the Ritva. What does the Ritva say? What do you mean? The Ritva says, Yushami says, matzah shel tevel. Matzah has no what? Ritsui. And you still say what? Mitzvah baba veru. So the Ritva said, No, but the Yerushalmi says mitzvah baba vera by mitzvah by matzah shotevel. Matzah has no ritzui, so you see that Taisus is wrong, says the Ritva. We don't limit it only to mitzvahs that gender ritzui. So the Ritva says, so why tak is it absent from our sugya? Please get this. He says an amazing shot. I have it here. I brought it. What is his lashon? Lashon, a beautiful shot that he says. He says like this. You with me? Aval anachin dehachat kevin lo kani lo klal. Wow. Let's say years ago I took over someone's property. I was a horrible guy, and I took over someone's property. That land, Lamaisa, that's sitting there and is stolen right in my midst, yes? I build a sukkah on top of that. Did it contribute at all? It didn't contribute at all. It didn't contribute all that. His lashon is. He says beautifully, the sukkah, the mitzvah is not motziyah from the shus bailim. It's still the same old sukkah. You understand what I'm saying? It's still the same old sukkah. The same old land hasn't been enhanced at all by my sukkah. You understand what I'm saying? The aveirulim, and that's the lashon, the ritva. The ritva says, even though I did an aveir by taking off your land, Yosef, many years ago, the kiyuma mitzvah is not goyim the aveir. That's the key line. I'm going to write it down. The kiyuma mitzvah is not goyim the aveir. Okay, that's how I want you to get it. I don't know if we said it as clear as that originally. Sure. Kiyuma mitzvah is lo goyim es aveir. I stole your land 3 years ago, Yosef. The fact that I'm building a sukkah on top of it, right? Does not goyim the aver. Still the same aver what I did. I was a terrible guy. So that's why he says mitzvah baba aver does not apply. Matthew, you got that? Please get that down. And there is no sense that the mitzvah goyim the aver. And that's why mitzvah baba aver is absent, says the Ritva from our sugi. So three pshatim. Either you say we're not chayshus for mitzvah baba aver, hashlama, at all. Like the Balamor said in the sugi of Anakri. Number two is you only say it by ritzui. The Ritva asked on that from the Matzah Shel Tevel, and then the Ritva gives his own shot that in no sense did the mitzvah goyim the Aveira. I had stolen his land 3 days ago, 3 years ago. The Aveira has to contribute somehow to the mitzvah.
Is it the Aveira being goyim the mitzvah or the mitzvah being...
Well, he's saying a little bit about what did Tosa say. It's a good point, Adam. What did Tosa say? The Aveira has to enable the mitzvah. Here, the Ritva is saying the opposite. The mitzvah is not enabling the Aveira. You understand what I'm saying? The mitzvah is not enabling the aver. It's a little bit different than Tisus. More than a little bit different. It's like this other side of the coin. You make a great, great kasha, Adam. It's a great horror. He's saying a little more than that. Ritva is saying that in order to call the mitzvah above aver, it's not enough that the aver enables the mitzvah. The mitzvah has to what goyrim, the key mitzvah has to goyrim the aver. That's not happening here. You know what I'm saying? The truth is, they really are mutually exclusive. Because Tos said, the Aveira has to enable me the mitzvah. I steal the lulav, enable me to do the mitzvah. That's one chiddush. The other chiddush is, no, that the kima mitzvah must be guarding the Aveira. You follow what I'm saying? They're two different svaras. Excellent horror. Very good. Okay, what is that answer? That answer is number 13. 14, guys. Yeah, you heard it real quick. Go ahead.
So Tosfos had to say it was because of ritzoi, because according to him...
It's a Baal HaTos, not the Tos on the Daf. Baal HaTos, which you don't have on the Daf.
I'm saying the Ritva would the Ritva said would have been a problem according to Tosfos because it's the opposite of what he says about it. So he has to say Ritzui.
I don't understand what you're saying. Because the Ritva doesn't agree with Tos, the Baal HaTos that limit Mitzvah Bavir to Ritzui.
No,
you understand what I just said?
Yeah, no, but the Ritva said that if you stole the land a long time ago, that now the land.
The kiyuma mitzvah is not goyim the aveir.
It's the opposite of how Tosfos says mitzvah aveir works. Because Tosfos
that's what Adam was saying.
Right. So Tosfos had to say ritzoi because he didn't have.
No, but they're not the same balei memories. They're not the same balei atosis.
Oh, okay.
Not the same. The atosis are not on the daf. And the atosis are not on the same. But we don't have the balei atosis limited to ritzoi. Okay.
Okay.
You know, I hear what you're saying. You're trying to say, but lamaisa are two different. They're not necessarily the same balei atosis. Okay. All right, very good. That answers number 13, 14. Well, how does the Kappas tomorrow Maz with the Chiddush of Rav Nachman? At the end of the day, guys, what does Rav Nachman say? That what? That they both agree below Zun Chum, in which case? That if you steal the wood and you make schach, what's the din? The Sukkah's Cheirin. Let me ask you a question. We don't pass like a blazer, so who cares? Why is Rav Nachman saying such a big Chiddush? And I want you to know, everyone agrees in this case. Who cares? We hold Yachid Rabbim, Lachka Rabbim. You understand what I'm asking? What is the big deal, Lamites, the Kappos Torah asks, of the Chiddush of what Rav Nachman? To tell me this. We don't hold like him. We pass him like the Chachamim. So I want you to get this. The Kappos Torah says a beautiful shot. He says the Chiddush also within the Chachamim. Because you might have thought that the Chachamim only makshir a sukkah gzula when you steal what? Which case would you thought is good according to the Chachamim, Matthew? Where you steal a sukkah of karka, and Engzelus, where I remove him from the sukkah. However, Lomites, if I steal the wood, maybe the Chum would say it's bad. No, I want you to know something, says Rav Nachman. Even the Chum say, based on Takanas Marish, it's good. Therefore, everyone agrees to Sukkah Shere. It's not just a Chiddush within Rav Nachman. It's a Chiddush within the Chachamim. Because you might have limited the Chum saying a Sukkah Shere only means when I take him out of his land. Take him out of his Sukkah. I want you to get that. Was an interesting Kappos Torah. Because the truth of the matter is, in general, Rav Nachman really was, you know, Rav Nachman was obviously all the Gedolei Amoraim, all Gedolei Ador. Rav Nachman really could have said very easy cases. What could he have said? What would have been some easy case of sukkah, of stealing a sukkah from his friend? Let's say I'm Nichnis Baal Korcho. Let's say I don't remove you. Why does Rav Nachman have to say I remove you? Let's say I force myself in. Or I go l'shem, or you're away for a day, and I go without permission. Right? And you're not there at that time. Or I build a sukkah that shaykh I'm carving the shaykh to my friend. What the chiddush is? He wants to tell me the chiddush is the Kappos Torah as the chamer machshir case. Even if I act like a what violent guy, and even if I what, even if I throw you out of the sukkah, even in that case I'm ksheira. See, he wants to be very. Rav Nachman was very very bechudish. He wants to say even in the case where I act violently to you and I throw you out, I'm still ksheira. I could have given you much of weaker cases that I just pushed myself in while he's there, or when you weren't there, I used it, or I built it on your land. You know what I'm saying? But no, we're doing the most violent case. Yehudi, you know what I'm saying? We're not saying the most violent case, the Chum Machshir. But not only that case is kosher, you follow me? Not only that case is kosher, but even the case where I steal the wood. Maybe I would have thought that only violent case is kosher because it's on the land. You follow me? But if I steal the wood, maybe it's not as good. No, it's also the Kiddush within the Chum. That answers number what? That answers number 14. 15. Let's get it. What do we say on the concept of the Kol HaMechubel LeKarka KeKarka Domi? Rashi says, what does Rashi say here? Where does Rashi say it?
One of the top Rashis.
Which Dibra Maskel does Rashi say Kol HaMechubel LeKarka KeKarka Domi?
Bishusara Machlokas, third one on the Daf.
The last white line.
Yes, excellent, Matthew. What is going on here? Kol HaMechubel LeKarka, it's not true. The Gemara has the Machlokas in Chulin. On Daf Tet Zayin, I believe we said it was, that if you have something that's tallish and you make it mechubel lekarka, the din is that it's what? It's considered to be tallish still. It's a pella, this Rashi. The Punimiris has this kasha. What on earth is Rashi talking about? That's Rabbi Kivegas is looking to say for Punimiris. That's exactly what the Punimiris asks. Is what on earth is Rashi saying? It's not true. Tallish mechubel is considered to be tallish at the end of the day. So what is going on? The pellet. So what were the two answers we had from the Netziv, number one, in the Sefer Merumei Sada? What does he say in the Sefer Merumei Sada? He says, when it comes to the din of Gzela, everyone agrees to Kekarka. Okay. Even though the Machlok is Tolos Ubisof, Chibru Havi Kekarka, Taftet Zion, and we Paskin, it's not Kekarka. For Gzela, we say it's Kekarka. That's the answer of who? The Netziv in the Sefer Merumei Sada. What does the Punimiris say himself? Says the Punimiris, a very beautiful Kiddush, stunning Kiddush. Says like this. He says, I want to say Rashi to completely do din. That Tfonos and Schach have a din of Karka. Me din Agav. What's the Kinyan Agav? Remember we wrote down whether it's a Kinyan Agav, D'Rais and Rabbanon? Who holds what? Remember this? Tosfos Kedushin Daf Hei Amud Aleph says Kinyan Agav is D'Rais. Rashi, Tosfos Kedushin Daf Hei Amud Aleph says Agav is D'Rais. And Rashi in Baba Kama Yubezmav says Kinnagav Drobonon. What's a Kinnagav? I buy a parking lot in the middle of Manhattan, and there are 10 Rolls Royces on it. The parking lot is the Karka, the Rolls Royce are Metalton. Agav, then I buy Din, then I'm Kona the Karka, I'm also Kona the Metalton. I don't have to make a Kinnagav on the tractors or the Rolls Royces. You got me? So he wants to say the same thing here. Amazing shot. He says the din of tfonos and the schach are like the karka. If the karka is stolen, then the walls and the schach are also stolen. Midin agav. And when it's not stolen, it's not. That's all Rashi meant. Rashi literally did not mean kol mekub lekarka ariki karka. He just meant whatever din you say about the karka will spill over to what? Will spill over to the what? The schach and the what? And the walls. You follow me? He didn't mean it literally. That's the panemiris pshat. That's his answer. Rabbi Kiveger said, look in the panemiris. And he says, the Magen Avraham says the same thing. And Sof Simon Tov Reish Lamed Zayin. Please get it. Beautiful pshat lamaisa. That's the chiddush of what? Of the panemiris, he wants to say pshat on that. We have the answer of the panemiris and the who else? The Netziv. Correct. And that answer is number what? 15. 16. Let's get it. What do we say on the din? Please get it. What do we say about the din of Sukkah Shulam? It's like such a big deal. If carcass and an exelus, what does it say? If carcass and an exelus, what's the din? It says it's borrowed. So a borrowed Sukkah and a blood is bad. According to the Chum, it's good. It's good according to the Chum? Shol Shalom Midas is a gazlum. If I don't have permission when I borrow something from you, it's a gazlum. How all of a sudden is that good? It's a pella. It's a bomb kasha. Why do you all of a sudden say that that's good? So let's get this. So the Aruch Lanier says, he says, you know what? He says, it's Xeris HaKosuf. He says, Ein L'chalik, he says, Karkin and Gzelis tells me automatically that it's a Sukkah Shulam. And that's Kosher. I don't care whether the guy wants it or not. If it's not a Sukkah Gzula, then it's a Sukkah Shulam. By definition. And therefore, that's Kosher. That's the answer of the Aruch Lanier. And the Sfas Emes, we said the same thing. But the Pnei Yeshua said like this, the Gemara doesn't necessarily mean that it's borrowed. It just means, why did the Chum say a Sukkah Shulam is Kosher? Because why? Because you don't need it to. You don't need to own it. So in the same vein, the Chum say you don't need to own the Sukkah Zulu either. It's not necessarily that it's borrowed. All they meant to say is that it doesn't have to be owned by you.
It's the same formalities.
What'd you say?
Like law, legality wise, and formality.
Right. It doesn't. All the Gemara meant to say is you don't have to own your Sukkah. Didn't mean to say that it was borrowed. Just meant to say you don't have to own it. Just like that, theoretically, they would have maksher a Sukkah Zela. Just you can't have karkin and zels. Here we dug up a case that would be Karkin Excel. So that answers number one. That answers number 16. Okay. Let's just do 17 and we'll stop. Okay, you guys got to go? Let's just do 17 real quick, okay? 17. Okay, now soon we'll have Shirdom. I'll be in touch with you. Because I have to do, I don't know if I'm going to let Levi or not. I'm not sure. We want to keep causing. Number 17, let's get it. There's a, I might have to go to Levi in Philly tomorrow, but I'm not sure. We'll see. If they give a Kabur in the color tomorrow too, I don't know, push it Thursday, I'm not sure. Okay, but let's see. Let's do some 17. I know it's late, just real quick. Very quick. A Sukkah Gzula, according to the Chum, is what? Ksherib or Shusarabin. Is that even L'chachil or not? 17. Please get this. So the Ramah says no. B'diyevid, you Yotze. Simon Tuf Reish Laman Zayin Sekumah says L'chachil, you're not allowed to. There was a real quote to Yishami. Remember we did that story? That story? And one of the Amorim said, what are you doing there? Reish Lakish said to him, what are you doing? Mashal, L'chachil, you're not allowed to do it. B'diyevid, it's good. But we said there's a Tosefta that implies that what? That L'chachila you can do it. And the Chassam Sofer says, that's if it's Jewish owned property. Like it's a borough park. So you make a sukkah in Shusarabim, so okay, they don't care, L'maisa. Because if another Yitzhak's sukkah, it's fine. We did say, though, it's blocking a thoroughfare, even if it's Jewish owned, they're not going to like it. So it would only be B'diyevi kosher, not L'chachila. Okay? So the Ramah said B'diyevi, we said the Tosefta said even L'chachila. But it's only L'chachi in the case where it's Jewish owned and they wouldn't mind. If it's Jewish owned in the middle of the stoplight, forget it, it's a problem. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. I'm sorry I went over a little bit. So we're up to number 7. We're up to what? 17, no? No, we're up to 18. Chai. Okay, we're up to 18. And we'll continue tomorrow, guys. So Monday morning is the beginning of 9:30. Okay? 9:30 right in here. You tell everyone, everyone's got to be there, everyone's got to take it.